The Eagles preseason opener is in the books, and following the Eagles' 34-28 loss at the hands of the Chicago Bears on Friday night, just as one might expect, there were plenty of teaching lessons for both rookies and veterans alike. Quarterback Mark Sanchez engineered a pair of touchdown drives, both capped off by runs by Matthew Tucker. Rookie wide receiver Josh Huff electrified the crowd with a 102-yard kickoff return for a score, and rookie running back David Flewellen capped off the scoring for the Eagles with a 14-yard catch and run. Following the game, our PhiladelphiaEagles.com cameras got reaction from head coach Chip Kelly as well as players in the locker room.
A lot of that, I think, will be when you look at film, but there's a couple guys, I think, just from the sideline that stood out. I thought Bo Allen was a disruptive force in there. I thought Brandon Bear, you know, was just seemed like he was flying around and involved in a lot of plays. So, you know, those are two guys from a defensive line standpoint that just stood out. But until you really get a chance to sit down and look at the tape, you know, we got beat twice in long balls over the head of our young corner. So, you know, those are things we obviously, got exposed on in some of those situations, and we got to clean that up. But from a positive standpoint, I thought those two guys did a really nice job.
I didn't play well tonight. As an offense, we can't hurt ourselves. I threw two passes that just weren't good decisions that were picked off. But there was a lot of good, just seeing a lot of the young guys go in, and thought Mark, Matt, and GJ really did a good job of, you know, going out there and executing. But it's one of those things I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to get better. It's correctable. It's not like I see it and it's not correctable. I knew exactly when I did, the mishaps, what I should have done, and, I'll learn from it and move forward.
It felt good. I thought we got off to a good start with that second group there, and just try to get as many completions as possible, move it down the field. I thought the O-line looked great. There was a bunch of time back there in the pocket, and, made it easy on us. At the skill positions to make plays. So I was just proud of the guys around me. I thought we almost rallied there at the end. I thought all the quarterbacks showed flashes of some really good plays, and we almost pulled it out there at the end. So we lost things, but we want to do our best and rally next week.
Just seeing my teammates on the sideline go crazy, and my eyes actually got big when I seen the kicker one-on-one. So I just made a play. I would have been made fun of, not only by people here, but my college coach. He would have called me and kind of gave me the mouth. So I definitely couldn't let the kicker tackle me.
All that stuff came together. Now it's just me, going out and making plays. I made some plays, got to the quarterback sometimes, but I want to be able to get to the quarterback all the time and each and every opportunity I get. So every opportunity I get, I want to get closer and closer to the quarterback.
You had a bad pass too, right?
Yeah, I had a bad pass. I should have caught it, but when those things happen, if you get stoned up or something happens, you try to look at it and go to the next play and not even think about it anymore.
I mean, I did blitz. I sent some five. A lot of it was in a run game. But in the third downs and in the passing situations, we were trying to get our pass rush evaluated and our coverage evaluated, and there were some good things out there and there were some bad. There's way too many passing yards again. They had some big plays. We gave up the X plays that we hadn't been giving up much in a passing game in a year before, but we got a little more aggressive with some of the coverages and a little tighter, and sometimes that happens when you get tighter with coverages.
Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity returns Sunday at 5 p.m. as we have complete coverage of Alumni Day, the special open practice at Franklin Field. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.